Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. As you can see, we're in a very different place. Well, we're not actually. The studio's there.
Are they going to be able to see?
Yeah. This is on YouTube.
So they're going to see the start.
People on Spotify are going to see.
No, but they're going to see the start,
yeah.
And then it's going to cut to just
so this is what I'm explaining, yeah. So, basically, guys, welcome back. This is obviously on YouTube and Spotify as usual. If you're on Spotify, you'd be like, what are they on about? We're basically stood outside the studio. We're about to leave to go to Exeter, but we're going to do an in-the-car special. So, first of all, apologies if the audio is not as good. Second of all, if you're watching on YouTube, this is going to obviously, we're not going to just film us sat in the car because the camera quality is not going to be great. It's going to be difficult. The lens isn't wide enough, etc. So we're basically just going to have the audio from the podcast on YouTube, and we'll overlay some B-roll, some clips, some photos from maybe the last couple of weeks, Reese's shows, this weekend. So yeah, enjoy that. If you're on Spotify, this is just going to carry on as normal. If you're on YouTube, then enjoy the rest of the podcast listening to us with some nice photos and videos in the background. Right, guys, we're in the car. Hopefully the audio is okay. For those listening on Spotify, the little intro bit, if you want to know what we're on about, basically go back and look on YouTube. We're sat in a bit of traffic at the minute on the, we're about to merge onto the M42, so I feel like I'm a pilot.
A pilot.
Sit back and relax. Yeah, have you seen that? Some planes have had to emergency land on a motorway before. It was pretty cool. I saw it on social media. So this is episode 104, we believe. And we're basically just going to give you a bit of a review as to the past week, because we've not uploaded a podcast in what will be about a week or maybe over a week. So apologies for that. But it's basically because Reese has been in the hashtag trenches and I couldn't get him out. I tried my best, but I couldn't get him out. So do you want to tell everybody how you've been?
It's more so been routine. Like, routine structure's been a lot different. How things have been set up have been different. So, yeah, guys, hopefully everyone's doing well. Appreciate everyone tuning in as always. We are currently one day out from the El Clasico debut and also the Open Bodybuilding debut. And we are 2 days out from the PCA Universe. So we have 2 days left to prep, which is pretty wild to say out loud. Like, I don't really feel like it's over or it's going to be, but 2 days is not a lot of time. So gotta try and soak it up and enjoy the memories. But yeah, right now, I say right now, what we've done the last 2 weeks has been pretty much just bury myself. I mean, that's literally been the plan, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Do as much as we need to do to get a good amount leaner through certain body parts.
Which, annoyingly, if anything, like, the areas that are lean have just stayed lean. And then it's like, oh, my lower back's
still... You are overall a bit leaner, though.
Like, I'm definitely very, very crisp. I'm definitely the sharpest I've ever been by an absolute mile. Like, there's certain shots, but then at the same time, like, with what we said, like, it's all relative to structure and muscle mass and how things are. Like, my hamstrings and glutes and my quads have been striated with, like, lines on for the last 7-8 kilos.
Yeah.
You know? So it's almost... And for reference, guys, so if people don't know, body weight was at pretty much the previous two shows... My lowest was like 98.2, and I was on stage at like 100 to 102. That was full, so like 98 lowest, and then like 2 to 4 kilos worth of like glycogen and just general fullness, greater. And we got body weight down to 92.1 kilos, so, and that was within 10 days.
Yeah,
so
first few days, body weight was not playing ball, was it?
No, and I remember, so basically,
the stress from the weekend before, really.
Yeah. It was a case where we got off stage on the Sunday, on the 14th of May, and I was like, right, cool, physique's done, let's push, let's just see what we can do until the wheels legitimately fall off. So, we spoke about potentially, like, me going out for a meal. The drive home, I was like, I'm not having a meal, like, I'm literally just getting back to plan. So I had a bowl of cream of rice, had it at a high day, and then from Monday, it was literally a case of just dropping absolutely everything to a baseline. I dropped Finn a voice note over and I was like, right, let's just bury ourselves. So it was literally pretty much cardio as I could kind of feasibly manage without going hypo. I went hypo every day, so that didn't really occur. So it was like over the weekend, it was 100 minutes daily at minimum. I think there was a day where it was a bit more. I think on the rest day, it got to maybe 120 minutes. I don't know. It was where I'd do an hour in the mornings, I'd do 20 to 30 minutes post-workout, And if I had like 20 minutes, 30 minutes spare in the evenings, I'd be like, okay, cool. Steps, I didn't even track them. It was, if I have time, I'm going for a walk. I think the average was about 18 to 20K. But then also I was pretty busy. Like I had, it wasn't where I had like not a lot all night. Like
that was another reason, wasn't it? You're out of routine the first few days with football and stuff.
Yeah, I had like...
Five-a-side.
Just kept on playing five-a-side, got shredded. So no, it was a case of just doing a lot of steps through just being busy, and then, which was easy to be fair. And then food was literally just carbs situated around the pre and post workout meal that kind of got pulled out towards the last few sessions. And then it was just pro fats, which admittedly, like the actual food side of things, my appetite was non-existent. It was more so my mental state, in the sense of having to dig that hard when in the back of your head, you're like, I don't really like need to, like I can easily step on a bodybuilding stage in the same condition. But it was more so a bit of a mental challenge just to see, right, well, we're here, let's see what we can do. It's a bit unorthodox, it's very unlike what we'd usually do.
Yeah, but we were saying this earlier before we started the podcast, we were saying like you gather data from shows and you manipulate from there. Like
this is a bonus, this weekend's a bonus.
Obviously compare to others as well, like, you know, you stood on your own, you think, yeah, like spot on, then you compare to someone else who's got sharper sort of certain areas, certain body parts, and it's like, oh, actually, you know, we need to get a bit leaner through these areas, or, you know, this needs to be better. So it's more so a case of like gathering data from the show rather than being like, oh, right, yeah, let's really push now because we weren't lean on time. Like, that's not the case. Don't forget your mic. Reese has taken his hoodie off, guys, and he's got his mic on it, so sorry if the audio was a bit weird then. But yeah, basically, like, the plan was just see how lean we can get within the space of like 10 days and then have a couple of aggressive fill-up days. So do you want to run us through what you've done for those aggressive fill-up days?
Sure thing. And to be fair, we probably should like touch upon like what the time, why we did 2 weeks, just time-wise, because we both were like, after the last show, I think we spoke about this actually on the last podcast, and we pretty much were like, if the goal is going to be to go to Classic or most likely Open, I need to grow. And therefore, it's almost like if I'm spending time in a prep in a compromised position health-wise, I've been lean for a very, very long period of time. Like, with how my body works, I got lean like 8 weeks out, I was 3 weeks away from digging hard and being ready. And it was a case of like floating, coasting, not being too aggressive. And it was a joy of starting off in a really good spot condition-wise and just in general being in a good position in all metrics. But the problem is when you spend that time with extended period of time with, let's say, PED usage, body fat levels being low, sleep quality being slightly inconsistent, it becomes quite challenging to kind of not recover, because training was fine, but it becomes more challenging as you go through the process. So it was a case where, like, we initially, I remember Finn said 5 to 6 weeks. And then I added everything up and I was like, it's a bit too long relative to, that's 5 to 6 weeks of me being in a very suboptimal position. So it was like, right, 2 weeks, bury ourselves, see what we can do, have a test, get data and go from there. So yeah, moving into this weekend, we've, like I said, the peak has been a completely different sort of peak. It has literally been a case where we wanted to get down. We both said like 93 kilos. Body weight didn't really respond for the first 3 days. We were like 99.5, I think, 3 days straight.
3 days in a row, yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself in the back of my head, maybe my body...
Stop cheating on my diet.
No, it was... I thought to myself in the back of my head, maybe my body is just going to tell me, Reese, no. But energy balance is energy balance. Body weight, body fat has to come off. But that being said, when you are very, very, very lean and you have been for a very long period of time, there is that level of like... thought where you're like, maybe fatigue's too high, maybe I'm just not going to be that responsive. It's not where I'm going coming into this like really, really fresh. I'm already very fatigued.
Your lowest before that, what was your lowest body weight before?
98.2.
yeah, so 6 kilos down. Like, obviously there's still like, you never think there's as much to come off as there is. Like, you wouldn't have thought that you'd pull off, we said obviously 93, but even that, we were like, that's aggressive.
We were like, we'll see.
Like, there is always more to come off than you think. And not, and obviously it's not always body fat, you know. A lot of that is you just be like crazy, crazy flat over the past few days. Like, obviously some of it is body fat, but...
all of it's muscle mass across my delts and arms.
Yeah, a lot of it is muscle, yeah. Lost all your muscle, mate.
beer. And to put it into perspective, like, I've never had anybody mention my condition at all. And my last prep, I got light. This prep, I was lighter than my last prep. Lowest.
But you've also got to think, like, the shows that you did last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You did a first-timer show. You did a juniors show.
Oh, yeah, entirely.
And then the third one was still juniors. Like,
yeah.
And the standard wasn't great, was it? The guy that won was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. And Jack was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, but Jack's condition was like...
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of the standard, like...
Yeah, I do.
It's a different level, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But, like, at the same time, I've added a lot of muscle. I'm lighter. So, I was lighter. So, yeah, got down to 92 kilos. That was on Wednesday morning. And then Wednesday, we were like, right, aggressive fill-up. Like, it was either going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and then a moderate day Friday, or like Thursday, Friday. The problem is, and this is one thing that we have kind of established, and it's part of the process, like when you're that aggressive, trying to then fill back up is going to almost be a nigh on impossible task to absolutely nail it. It is going to be a challenge. That's not to say it's not doable, but it is going to be in a state of you going from such a high to then such a low to such a high. So we pretty much ran six meals on the Wednesday, six meals of like 150-ish carb. And it was pretty much a case where like body weight went up by about a kilo, but the visual was like incredibly flat still. I moved around a bit too much, like I had a bit on that day. Cardio was pulled out. So it literally went from cardio doing 100 minutes of cardio to doing 0 minutes of cardio, and then steps being pulled down significantly. I had my last two training sessions Monday, Tuesday, because even like the thought of training, like, and it's horrible to say because it's me and I hate even thinking about it, but the thought of training was like, I don't even want to be in the gym. I don't even want to think about the gym. I don't even want to think about lifting a weight. My pump session on Tuesday, a pump, I didn't even get a contraction, let alone a pump.
There was just a session. There was
zero, like I could have done a set of 50. There was zero, there wasn't even any contractile force. I was like, what is this? It was absolutely mind blowing how like depleted and flat I was. But again, it's part of it. So that was Tuesday. And then we did, like I said, six meals on Wednesday. And then yesterday was pretty much an all you can eat day. Probably the worst day of my life when it comes to like actually, I don't want to sound dramatic, but it was genuinely fucking awful. Like, it was just a brutal day. It was four tracked meals that were like 200 carb, 20 fat, and baseline like 35 protein. And it was literally like on top of that, because Finn said in the evening, oh, get a dessert on top of like, and if you can have any extra food, have like any extra food throughout the day.
Just eat as much as you can.
Yeah, eat as much as you can, pretty much. Like, we looked to gain like a good 4 kilos. Which would have been lovely if that was spread over 2 or 3 days.
We didn't really have the luxury.
But we don't have the luxury to do that. So it was literally a case of just getting everything you can, pretty much. So my meals were like very low volume. And then at the end of the meal, I'd like literally have anything I fancied on top. So like my last meal was a burger and fries from Five Guys. Actually finished them.
And 10 cookie dealers.
No, I wish.
Reese did have a cookie dealer.
I should actually mention, yeah, on Wednesday night when I did the six meals, I weighed myself like multiple times throughout the day, especially when refeeding, just to kind of know a good reference point.
I don't know if we can still be friends, you know, that you had that cookie dealer.
The cookie dealer, yeah. And basically, this is actually quite a funny story. So on Wednesday
funny
night.
Funny story that you've got a massive, massive stash of them all. Really, really funny story.
Cheers, mate. God, I can't wait to have some body fat so I can put in sarcasm. So six meals, and they were six like relative, like clean meals, on plan meals. Like I said, 150 carb. And then I got in and I had the sixth meal and I weighed myself and I was a half a kilo down from the day before. And I said to Sanaya, like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Because clearly, like, when your body's in that state of depletion and you only have, like, six meals or 150 carb, some people might go, oh, that's a lot of food. Yeah. But when you're...
When you've got 2 days to try and put on a good amount of weight, really.
When you're a 100-kilo male who utilises PDs, who's tall, who's got a good amount of muscle mass, you just soak through it. And you literally will just... That will literally be gone through within seconds. So I had to literally go through my house, my entire house, my pantry, my shelves... And I don't have any foods that are crap. Like, I don't have... My family's tiny. It's my mum and me. And that's it, really. And my mum doesn't eat off plan, like, in the sense of she eats same sort of foods as me. So there was no, like, most families will have cookies or muffins or, you know, like, just some cheap food in the cupboard that, like people go, oh, I opened the cupboard and I saw that there's loads of Oreos, so I had these. So,
mate, we just, sorry to interject.
No, go for it.
We went to Morrison's just before coming to you. Mm. We walked past the bakery, and oh my word, the smell of the bakery is a joke.
Mate, I can tell you're dieting.
Mate, me and Sam were like, oh my God, like, I literally thought, like, there's no wonder that people are fat.
Yeah.
Because that smell was incredible. Like, I don't know how it smelled that good. It was a joke, wasn't it, Sam?
It was mental.
Sam says it was mental, mate. It was incredible. Like, I've never smelled anything like it.
Fair enough. So, yeah, carrying on.
But
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm saying, like,
it was good.
It was like,
I agree. And, and anyway, so it was literally a case of going through the cupboards. We went through, I have like an annex at the side of my house, which is like a barn. And there's an old like fridge there. Where we just stock some like old, like some foods. My mum will put like some food like peas and stuff that just doesn't fit in the usual fridge or freezer. And for my last prep, I found, like I say after, it wasn't my last prep, it was like Christmas time,
mate,
2021.
Okay. Okay.
We got some cookie dealers for Christmas. And we got like a pack of like 10 or a box of 10 and we only ate like, I think Sanaya took a few home. I think Beth might have actually had one or whatever. And we found two. And I was like, yep, sound. And Sanaya must have told me, like, Reese, they're over a year old. They're gonna fuck you up. And I was like, ah, it is what it is. So I put them in the microwave to, like, warm them up because they were, like, absolutely, like, stone cold. And then I, like, sliced into them. They were actually both quite nice. They were decent. But had them, woke up kilo heavier. And then literally on Thursday, it was a case where, yeah, so yesterday when we were filming this, like I said, Finn was just pretty much, from the message, it wasn't like, don't panic, but you've got to eat. But it was literally like, just get in absolutely everything you can. So yeah, final meal, burger and fries with a like a dessert ice cream mix that I was dipping into this like cookie kind of crunch. And it was like this cookie like crunch bar that I got. And I was like, yes, that'll do. It was like 1,600 calories just through dessert food alone. Vile, absolutely vile. I didn't finish
it.
Five Guys in Leicester, and then there was a like a little bakery place around the corner. So I literally got.
Did you go with Sanaya?
No.
You go on your own?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, I wasn't sad at all. It was just.
No, like, but like imagine someone seeing you, like a big, big guy, yeah. Like just fucking sat there.
Sat in the car, thinking, eating, going, God, I feel so sick. And then my meals before that were, I literally just went for like rice wraps, so tortilla wraps, rice. Had like a massive, had like 170 carbs.
You still
having
lettuce,
rice.
Weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of greens. No, just a little bit of greens. I like my lettuce. And then like on top of every meal, I was having something like at the end if I could fit it in. So like I'd have like, I had two crumpets with like an unlimited amount of honey and jam, like as much honey and jam as I could have. I had three cookie.
Did you track everything or not?
No.
What do you think you had in total?
8,000 cows, I'd say, if I was to guess. But that means you don't really know, like maybe not that much. It felt like a hell of a lot of food.
Yeah.
But then
probably
like
was around that.
I was trying to add up when we did the 1,000 carb and the Five Guys beforehand, that was like that was about 6,700, 7,000. And I was like, I don't feel like I ate that much volume, but the calories were a lot higher.
Yeah.
And then also we should mention as well, like there's things like insulin was used this time just to really hold as much, like let's say, nutrients as possible. Creatine was with each meal. I was drinking the most amount of water I could stomach relative to obviously the food volume. And then it was also a case where like things like Superdrol, which again is just going to be holding and like literally like glycogen retention. So don't do that. That wouldn't be advisable. Don't do that for health. Woke up this morning like 4.5-ish kilos up, a lot fuller.
10 pounds up.
And literally my face is better now, but was legitimately like swollen as anything this morning. I went to bed and I could feel like the water sitting on my cheeks. And even today, like talking is so much better now, but this morning I got my hair cut and my barber, the first thing he says to me when I sit down, he's like, Reese, what's up with your face, man? I literally look so swollen. So yeah, pretty much guys, everything inside.
What not to do.
It's not what to do. It's just it's not what to do relative to.
What not to do ideally.
Ideally. However, a shitload of cow. Like this is literally a shitload.
That's it, what it is. Or a crap load.
Crap
what
load.
They call it. Yeah.
So We crap loaded.
We did crap load.
And today it's...
And you look good.
Yeah, I do actually. I don't look too bad. I'm very watery still. I feel like it'll be interesting to see the look tomorrow. But I'm full. I'm very full. Like, the second I started posing...
You're definitely full. Like, yeah. I think you're the fullest you've been.
You reckon?
Yeah. And obviously, you're not the heaviest you've been, but in terms of how much you actually put on over a period of filling up, this is the most amount of weight, isn't it? So yeah, I think it is definitely the fullest you've been. So what's the protocol now? What are you drinking now, Reese?
Finishing off my White Monster.
Which, you got some on your nose, got that?
No, I don't remember.
Which White Monster of the day is that?
The fifth one. So we have escalated up caffeine. We are going through...
I wonder why you sleep shit.
Nah, we're going through the process of diuresis, which is basically just trying to shed off some water. What occurs when we're loading up with glycogen, loading up with, let's say, high carbohydrates, high sodium food, etc., we're going to be holding on to water. So we're going to pretty much be dragging that water within ourselves, and now we're trying to kind of shift it off. So what we've done, we've escalated up caffeine. We have just gone to pro-fat meals by the first meal. So first meal had 125 gram of carb, just to keep me kind of ticking over through the morning. And then to be fair, like, I'm very, very full, but we potentially could have ran another carb meal. We could have ran just
pro-fats. Yeah, you flatten off really quickly.
Yeah.
You can flatten off and get pretty dry in the space of probably, based on where you're at this morning, like 16 to 18 hours.
Yeah.
I don't think we needed what would have been. If we'd have done it from this morning straight away,
yeah,
it'd have been like 32 hours or something before you're on stage, something like that. I don't think we needed that long.
No, I don't think we do. So I don't think we did. So pretty much we ran one carb meal, and then we're now doing four pro-fat meals. Protein's just going to literally, again, aid the process of diuresis. It's literally 50 grams of protein and then like 10 grams of fat. So four meals worth of pretty much, I've had two whey meals with two blocks of dark chocolate. So it's like 50 grams of protein through whey. So it's like 68 grams of whey. And then two boxes of dark chocolate, and then two chicken and rice meals. Chicken and rice. I always say chicken and rice. Chicken and lettuce meals, pretty much. So just chicken, a little bit of lettuce, and then two blocks of dark chocolate to accompany that. And then we are also drinking a bit of extra fluid. So fluid content is up. Again, we drink more fluid. We're going to be kind of expending through that fluid to a greater degree. And then vitamin C consumption is also occurring, 1,000 milligrams with each meal. And then I'm going to probably take a few before bed, so like 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of Vit C. So yeah, Vit C, caffeine, extra fluid, well, extra caffeine, extra fluid, just pro-fat meals, and then pretty much just keeping expenditure to a minimum, going for a lot of wees. We're currently sat in traffic for 25 minutes, and I need a wee badly. So we're hoping that we get out at the end of this traffic. So that's pretty much been the plan. But overall, like, really happy with how things are, like, visually. Like I said, I didn't really do too much posing wise today. And then the second I started posing, before we got in the car, I was like, Jesus Christ, my arms feel
good.
Really,
check out
really
the YouTube when it comes out.
Yeah.
We're filming it.
Yeah. I feel really full, feel really good. And it's actually quite funny because this morning, for example, like, I woke up thinking to myself, God, I've spilled, Jesus Christ. Like, I went to bed and I looked at myself and I was like, I look like I've never trained. But I'm like 4 kilos lighter than what I have been on show days or two the day before. And this is without drying out. So I'm pretty excited to see the look tomorrow. I think it's going to be...
I think it'll be the best day and the best look yet.
I think it will be. And that'll be quite cool.
And then
we'll
just keep going. Do it again 2 weeks later. Do it again.
Well,
never stop.
Myself.
Never stop, mate.
Yeah, bury myself now.
You're going to give up?
Genuinely, to everybody who's listening to this, I will never, ever, ever, ever do what I've done over the last 2 weeks ever again in my entire life. There is zero
point.
You want
to play the voice now?
You can do if you want. I was convinced I was going to die. That's pretty much that.
Nah, it wasn't.
Nah, I wasn't convinced I was going to die. My mum's been worried for me. You could probably speak to Sanaa, like, just with how things were. I've had, like, short-term memory loss on a few of the days. And Finn voiced, I think I said to Finn on a voice note in the morning, I think I'm going to die.
That wasn't that.
Let's listen to it.
It's on 2x speed, guys, so hopefully it's okay.
Hopefully we can buy those things from my song. Good morning, how are we doing? I'm very good. Hopefully we can buy those things from my song. Story, mate. Really nice. So, yeah, happy for you. In relation to myself, I'm trying to complain too much. I'm absolutely fucked. Genuinely, mate, the worst I've ever felt by, I think, this is so much worse than any time. I genuinely feel like I'm close to death, and I'm not even joking when I say that. Like, my body is fucked, absolutely fucked. I can't think. The thought of training is, like, making me want to throw up. I must have gone hypo so badly to the point of, like, I've been in a constant state of hypo, like, I'm sweating, but I'm, like, I'm freezing cold, and I'm literally, like, I must have changed my clothes yesterday, like, 25 times. No, I'm not even joking when I say that. I can't flex a muscle, like this fuck all contraction. I was having to sit down in between closing rounds yesterday, like, and literally, like, pace myself and just sit in my water and I close my eyes. I genuinely, like, just moving around. It's a fucking challenge. So yeah, that's me. 94.9 kilos, which is good. That's pretty much all I can say. Like, it's not really.
So that was it, basically. My favourite part was when you said, I'll try not to complain. And then what did you say after that?
So, yeah, happy for you. In relation to myself, I'm trying to complain too much. I'm absolutely fucked.
I'll try not to complain. I'm absolutely fucked. This is generally the worst I've ever felt.
But that's me saying that, and that's like, and again, like, I listen back to that.
Yeah, I'm not saying, I'm not like, I've not recorded that because it's like, oh, shut up, moaning. It's funny because, like, when we're both fat in off season, we'll look back at that and go, fucking hell, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I was absolutely fucked.
It's an experience, and that's what it's been like. And like, I think even in situations like this, I've reminded myself, and like, what's kind of got me going is like, I'm the one who's doing this. I'm the one who's choosing to do this. I can pull the plug at any moment. I don't have to do it, and it's a pleasure to be in a position.
Yeah, it's
to be
a privilege
able to, do this.
To be able to do.
Yeah,
that,
like, right? If I, like, for example, my work capacity has been absolutely shocking in the sense of like mental capacity. My ability to think cognitively, like to be able to run a business, has been incredibly challenging. My ability to uphold a conversation has been awful. Like, everything's been shocking. And like, but the thing is I'm the one who's choosing to do this. So like, I've had loads of people, loads of clients, like, but like, I don't want sympathy. I don't want people to be like, oh, you've, no, this is just a challenge to see, right, what can I do? What can we accomplish in a short period of time? And it's like, I got to yesterday and I was like, literally, like, prep's done. Like, now I just need to enjoy it. Like, the work is all done. Like, I survived. I didn't end up in hospital. There were genuinely times where I was thinking to myself, most people would probably go and get themselves checked in, because this is like, to be in a state of like a 3-hour hypo where you can't even remember what you did 10 minutes ago. You're dripping in sweat, so you change your clothes multiple times. You can't sleep at all. Like, there's literally, like, there's no, you go to sleep and you're like, have I even slept? You know, and it's like, you can't even think about, like, the thought of, I remember on Monday night, the thought of, like, what I was doing, I couldn't even comprehend waking up the following day. Like, my brain wouldn't even allow me to think to myself.
Think that far ahead.
What am I, like, it's like, no, because you've got to get to, like, 9 p.m., and that's an hour away. And it was, like, such a state of flux of, like, my conscious self, luckily, was cool. Like, I didn't lose my conscious self. It was more so my subconscious telling me, Reese, what the hell are you doing? And why are you doing this? And then you also have in the back of your head, like, I don't need to do this. I'm sound. Like, so it was a very odd situation. But
you got that sort of, it's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you've got yourself actually going, right, I'm choosing to do this. I can do this. Come on, Mike, stop moaning.
Yeah.
But then you've got your actual sort of every bit of you that isn't your human self telling you, please stop.
Yeah,
like,
please.
What are you doing?
So, yeah, please, why are you doing this? So, yeah, it was a very odd situation to be in. First time of my life that I've, like, legitimately been like, this has been an absolute struggle. Like, genuinely, the hardest 10, 11, 12 days that I've ever had by a mile. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, give me sympathy or complain. It's like, part of it. Didn't have to do it. Wanted to do it. Done it. Now let's enjoy the weekend.
How do you feel now?
Pretty fucked still. Yeah, definitely. Even after
all that food, you'd think you'd be perfect.
No, like,
I think that's what people think, though. They think, you know, you fill up, though. Like, you feel sound then. It's like, oh, not really. Like, it's a bit more fun. It's not maybe as difficult in terms of energy levels. Like, you've got more energy, but you still don't feel good. Like,
no, my mental, I think it's because you ride off fumes towards the end, in the sense of, oh, the show's tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
The show's the weekend, I might as well enjoy it. But like, I'm still very spacey. My concentration's pretty poor. I have to, like, just today, for example, prepping my food, I can't have any distractions or anything. I'm like, okay, what do I need to take? What do I need to bring?
That's normal, though. Even I was like that last night, because I had to remember so much to bring.
Right? No, but it's like, consciously, it's consciously a lot worse. But again, like, I feel better now than I did a few days back, 100%. Like, I genuinely wouldn't be able to hold this conversation for this long. But at the same time, like, it's one of those sort of things where it's like, even if I was not digging, when you're stage conditioned, like this weekend, I can guarantee I'm going to get round to Sunday night and I'm going to be two shows back to back, the travel time, everything. I am going to be absolutely mashed. And then also the impact of, like, it's not just immediate. It's not where Sunday night I'm going to eat everything in sight and Monday morning is going to come around, I'm going to be feeling every, like, I'm going to feel amazing. No, I'll be smashed up, like, absolutely battered. Like, I'll need some time off, that's for sure. So, yeah, it's
how long do you think you'll have off training?
Probably back in the gym Monday.
You won't.
I don't know. I don't, honestly, how I am, like, it wouldn't surprise me if I wake up Monday and go, yeah, let's just do a leg session and just go ease myself back in.
Yeah, well, that's not a good idea, is it?
No, I rushed back into training too soon last time. I was back in the gym after one day. Granted, I wasn't as smashed as I am now, but I definitely rushed back in too soon. So, I'm going to tell myself, have Monday off. And then I fly to Alicante on Thursday. So, I'm watching Snai compete. And might be throwing on some board shorts, if I could. I'll be flying to Alicante on Thursday. And what I'll probably do is, I'll definitely get a session in before then, I'd imagine. But I'm just going to see how I feel. Like, if I wake up on Monday, Tuesday, and I'm like, no, I really want to train, I'm going to go in and I'm just going to do a D-volume session. But I think I actually... like, with how my head is, I do need to listen to myself and think, Reese, you have absolutely buried yourself. This isn't just the standard end to a prep where you've gone, yeah, sound, let's just kind of reverse into it. Like, if I'd ended the prep after the second show, it would have been sound. Yeah. I would have been back in the gym after. I wouldn't have probably even needed a few. I would have been fine. Like, we had that week to chill, reset. I felt good after that. But at this point, I think it would just be a case of taking it day to day and just going from there. But I know what I'm like in the sense of, I'll get really motivated after seeing the photos on the weekend and seeing, like, how I look on stage and, like, going through the show buzz, and I'll be like, yeah, brother, let's go. Monday, let's get in for legs or whatever, and I'll go from there. But I think the Alicante trip will do me good, because it'll be 4 to 5 days, or 4 days there. So now I'll be obviously competing. She's there Saturday. I think we'll have 2 days where she won't be competing. So it'll be, like, me, her, and then I think Beth's there. So it'll be, like, a little bit of a break where we can all just kind of reset and just chill out a little bit, get loads of drinks in, loads of Spanish cocktails, loads of pints.
Did you want to come off here for a week?
Yeah, I was going to say, I need that.
We're going to just pull off at the services, guys. Should we pick back up after urination?
Potentially so, yeah. Should we put a pause on it?
Yeah, we're going to pause, guys, for a urination period.
Urination station.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Hi, guys, we're back. We have urinated. We've got some more drinks. I got a Fanta Orange Zero Sugar. What did you get?
Pepsi Max Zero. Pepsi Max Zero? Just a regular Pepsi Max and a 7-Up Zero.
Nice. So, good choice.
Yeah, two pretty basic drinks. I mean, nothing too flashy. Didn't get the cherry. There wasn't a cherry. But I do think just a standard Pepsi Max is just
very
a sound
good
drink. It's a very sound drink.
I have Pepsi Max Zero caffeine in the evenings at home sometimes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, my rest days especially, I had one last night, it was good.
You can tell we're both prepping. Yeah. We need to start doing tier lists.
Yeah, can do if you want, do on now.
Tier lists for zero calorie drinks and monsters that everyone cares about. Yeah. We need to put our stories. So yeah, so pretty much, guys, that's going to be like that first part. I feel like we've summed up things well for the last couple weeks or last week or so. And that's pretty much
now to get on to questions that we both received.
Yeah, we've both received both questions. AKA Finn has received a grand total of what, one question?
Yeah.
And for some reason, guys, I'm carrying the pod. I've had about like 15.
That's so weird though, isn't it? Because there's been times where it's the other way around. Like, I don't get, and there's people on here. Niall, why are you asking on Reese's? And Cameron Mooney. You're my clients, ask me and I'll ask Reese. Because otherwise, mate, it looks embarrassing for me, all right? I've got one question.
I will say, though, there usually are weeks where, like, I'll just come into, like, the studio and I'll be like, mate, I've got, like, one question.
Yeah, it's inconsistent,
isn't
it? And then
there's other weeks where I'll look at it and go, mate, I've got, like, 40.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
It's the same when I do rest day questions. Yeah. Like, there'll be times where I get, like, 5 and there'll be times where I get, like, 30.
My rest day questions are always usually pretty busy.
Yeah, you've obviously got a lot more followers
than
me.
But then when I start answering them, they just get stupid.
Oh,
like,
mate, it's so annoying when people just ask. Once you've already...
I've answered something and then someone asks, like, a follow-up question.
Yeah.
But they ask it in the question box, and it's like, I don't mind a DM,
And I always think, like, right, I've got X amount, this will take me half an hour. And then I'll get to half an hour and people have asked me more and I'm like, do I carry on?
Yeah.
But sometimes if they're good questions, I do like it.
Yeah, definitely. Right, so we'll start off on the bottom and we'll go through
Josh
it.
Croggan.
Josh Croggan's S first. How many Five Guys have you had? So, for this prep...
Or all time, or just for this prep?
I've had more this prep than I have had all time.
Yeah, and you had more than I had all time.
Yeah, prior to this prep, I've had 2 5 Guys. One with Finn, for Finn's birthday a few years back, when we got kicked out of Ultraflex for not knowing that it closed up early.
So we were like, right, fuck it, let's go to Five Guys.
Yeah, that was like, that was after, that was, I think, was it after your prep, was it?
Yeah, it was 20, that would have been 2020. Well, it would have been 2021.
It's funny, I look back at that and that was a good memory.
That would have been 2021 before you started prep, I think.
Yeah, it was a good memory, even though we got kicked out of the gym.
No, we just missed arms, didn't we?
Yeah, we missed the arm section, but it was like Finn had hyped up. Not hyped up, but
no,
you
I
were
just
like,
I was like, it's decent.
Yeah, I'd never had a Five
I think
Guys.
I've only so had like two before we'd got that one.
Yeah, so you were like, yeah, we'll get a Five Guys. And then we got a Five Guys and we were both like, okay, yeah, it's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they?
They're all right, yeah, they're all right. At this prep, I've had 3. I could have had about 7, but I kept bottling them. More so, I just based off how my stomach felt and how I felt in
that. I think it was only 2 times that you were like, I don't want more.
I think 3. It was one time where you were like, you could, and I was like, nah, I'll be all right. Like, I prefer, if you were to honestly give me an option, I'd prefer just like, and if you would both sit well with me, I'd prefer just like a big bowl of creamed rice. But at the same time, there's obviously going to be a purpose. So this prep, 3. I don't think, if I'm honest, I don't think I'm going to have another 5 Guys for... Forever. Quite a long while.
Mate, burgers in my off season, I could not think of anything worse.
No.
Like, if me and Shannon got an off pan meal, I'd get like a chicken and rice from a Chinese place or something like that. I can't.
What about Fat Hippo?
Yeah, that was nice. But even then, I wasn't
there's
like,
too many options.
Oh, it wasn't
there
incredible.
Was too many options. I think you have to be a proper like
burger connoisseur.
Yeah, not even you just have to be just a bit of a fat bastard to enjoy them. No, like genuinely, like when we were there, the people that we were with were like telling us all about these sides and this is lovely, this is amazing.
It was just I almost feel like you overhype stuff and then it never lives up to expectations if you overhype something so much.
Yeah, I agree. Like we literally were just like we got the guy, didn't we, to sit down next to us, and we were like, right, this is what we kind of like.
Tell us what to get.
And then we got it, and we both
were
like...
It was nice.
Yeah, we both were like, oh, that's decent. Like, it was good. But I wouldn't be like, oh, my God.
You've got to go to Fat Hippo.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to go to Fat Hippo.
Yeah, you should go.
So I've booked a table for Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, I really need a wee. We've not planned this well. Pints to pump up, Josh Croggan.
Yeah.
Pints to pump up. Imagine. I remember...
You had that protocol, you were having anything.
I remember PCA finals, there was a woman who was necking pre-stage.
White wine.
Yeah, like wine or something. Like she had like a bottle of whiskey and wine, and she was like comboing both.
Just drying out.
And I literally looked at her, I was like, what are you doing?
You okay?
And she was like, oh, my coach has told me to nail this to dry me out.
Imagine your coach telling you that.
I literally just looked at her and I was like, right, okay. And the funniest thing is, this is again, like, she like caught me taking the piss out of her. I said to her when Sanaya comes back, and I said, Sanaya, look at that. I was like, some fucking idiots, like, necking wine and stuff pre-stage. And she goes, yeah, that's my wine. And I'm like, sound, yeah, explains everything. Out of condition, not looking good at all. But our coach would have been like, yeah, this will get you that extra 3%.
Get it dialed in.
Oh, shocking. Thermitage Fitness. The real
the
master.
The real master, yeah.
Who isn't the real master anymore? He hasn't tagged us in any reels.
No, he hasn't, actually.
Are you still doing the pro qualify in Poland? No. I would be in Poland now, technically.
Yeah, I should be, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we decided, like, to be fair, it was my call. I said to Finn afterwards, I was like, if I was doing well in physique relative to the look, relative to the criteria, 100%. But it would be... It'd be a cool experience, but it would be a waste of time relative to what the long-term goal has kind of changed to. And it's a shame because it would have been, like I said, a real good experience, but it would have been a case where the same sorts of flaws would have been highlighted in certain areas, the same strengths, and just sort of how things are looking relative to the criteria. I was like, okay, cool. And like, it would just be a waste of time in the sense of what men's physique is now and how my look is. So I was like, yeah, cool, sound. I still want to compete, don't want to end prep, but we're not doing the pro qualifier opponent. So, yeah, that's the answer, I guess, mate.
Good answer, mate. Dylan767. How come your face looks slightly swollen? Or is it just me? Mate, don't say slightly swollen. Say, why is your face
people
so fat?
People aren't going to see this, like, in the sense of this is going to be a week or so after and it's not a visual. But, like, it's not, I don't think it's that noticeable if we're on a camera. But if in person, like, I think it's better than that.
Dylan noticed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, on a camera. But also, you've got to realise, so just to put this into perspective, like, my face is very, very swollen. I think I touched upon it in the first part. My face is, like,
it's not as bad now.
No, it's fine. It's getting better throughout the day. This morning, it was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. I think I said on the first part how bad it was. And also, you've got to realise that, like, when you've seen me lean, like, I've been very, very, very lean. My face has been sucked in and drawn in. Any water retention is very noticeable. My face now is still way, way, way smaller than what it would be peak off season.
Yeah, but like, just like
when I look back at when I look back at like photos of me when I was at my heaviest, I look like a completely different person. But that's, again, you get used to it. You don't look like, you wouldn't, no one would look at me and go, oh my
mate,
god,
there's like photos and videos from our peak off season.
You know, Niall put up a video of you earlier on the hack. I didn't even think it was you. I genuinely didn't recognize it was you.
And massive honor.
So big. Yeah, she had some muscle.
Yeah, lost it all now.
But yeah, it's one of them. So my face is definitely, I say swollen, just holding water. My body's holding water. I'm so full, that's why. Yeah. All the strong Peak Max and Superdrol has clearly done a job. Right, differences in coaching MVF prep clients.
Male versus female.
Catherine. Shout out Catherine.
Shout out Catherine.
All the way from the States, dude.
Yeah. That's racist.
Racist?
Yeah. Can't say dude, mate, like that. That was an American accent as well.
Yeah, shit. Sorry to anyone from
the
States.
Sorry to any dudes.
Yeah, sorry to any dudes, sorry to any guys from the States, girls from the States, Canada, anywhere over that side of the lake. That side of the pond. Yeah.
You gonna answer or do you want me to?
You go for it, mate. All right. Last one.
So, to be fair, there's not going to be like drastic differences. It's more so going to be a case of the category. So, like, for example, if you've got a female doing bikini, it's going to be a little bit of a different look to figure. It's going to be a little bit, generally a little bit leaner if you're doing figure, let's say, a little bit more muscular. Likewise, again, if they're doing physique or even bodybuilding, for example. But yeah, I wouldn't really make too many differences. One thing that I have noticed is that, like, generally females tend to be more active anyway, a lot of the time. So it's often quite easy to bump their expenditure up and they don't really struggle with that, or let's say moan about that too much. Whereas let's say if you bring their food down quite heavily, that tends to be more of an issue, and it can often be the other way around with males. So that's something just to take into consideration, sort of anecdotally, that I've noticed with a lot of clients. Otherwise, obviously, you've got the menstrual cycle to work around, but if you've worked with the client for a while, you should have already gathered some data throughout an off-season setting with that. You could argue that you're going to keep dietary fats higher for a female, but you'd do the same in an off-season setting anyway, so that's not as if it's that much different in a prep.
The percentages stay relative.
Yeah, you're still going to have a slightly higher amount of dietary fats than you would a male. And then I would say as well, like, there's potentially more benefit for a slower rate of loss for females and for maybe more frequent refeeds or diet breaks or deloads for females, just to try and hold on to their menstrual cycle. Obviously, that's not going to be an issue with males to worry about.
Catherine's a prime example for that. Not so much like menstrual cycles, but more so how her body responds. Like, she chills out for a few days, she drops body weight, she looks really good, she feels amazing. She has 3 days of like high stress, low food, like digging. Body weight doesn't change, looks pretty meh, but then eventually it just drops, and it's like, there you go. Like, obviously energy balance is energy balance, but I definitely think you want to warrant on being potentially looking towards, not like fatigue management, but assessing what the individual can recover from, which is individual, female, male.
I'd be happier to be more aggressive with a male in terms of like the rate of loss and the time frame. Not that females can't do that. I think if anything, females probably can and often would do that with less of a fuss, to be honest. But I would prefer to not have to do that, like what we've just done with Reese in the past week.
No, geez.
I really wouldn't want to be doing that with a female.
Would you want to do that with a male?
Not really.
No. Speaking about that, that leads nicely, not into the next question. We're rattling through these. It's actually quite good when we just got them in front of us and we're not really just like rambling on. How many times do you think you're going to die this week?
Yeah, Niall did say, he messaged me, he was like, can you please ask Reese to talk about how he's felt over the past week? So yeah, this is that, mate. But you asked Reese, you didn't ask me, did you? So, yeah.
So, I don't know how many times, like, it waned back and forth. Like, I'd wake up and I'd go, oh my God, I feel horrendous. I'd then take my check-in photos and I'd be like, okay. I'd look at myself and go, look a little bit better. I'd get a bit of a boost of body weight coming down. Like, you get that psychological, like, endorphin.
Bit of a boost from the, like, cheerleader coach.
Yeah, fitness there, mate, is so good. Honestly, this is amazing.
Wow.
Wow, look at those glutes. No, it was a case of, like, taking my photos. And then, weirdly, with how my head works, the second that I start cardio, like, my subconscious is like, yeah, let's fucking go, bro. Like, it's how I've always been. Like, it's the same when I'm in the gym. It's the reason why I struggle to always pull back, because my inner voice is like, do more, do more, do more. Like, crack on. Heart rate's only at 120. Get to 125. Get to 130. Like, my inner subconscious is always do more. So when I'm doing it, everything's fine. It was the fatigue onset afterwards. So, yeah. Like, I'd literally feel pretty sound in the mornings after, like, feeling horrendous. I'd get to, I was training on one meal. So what I was doing was I was waking up, taking my check-in photos, going for a walk, then getting on with cardio, so for an hour. I'd then finish off the rest of my steps and start my work. I then would do an hour's worth of steps, well, and then that would, like, take me to about 9:30, 10:00, and then I'd have my first meal. And at that point, I'd already had, like, a white monster. I'd had plenty of fluid. I was riding off, obviously, the endorphins of just doing cardio and steps and stuff. Also, as well, Clen, all that sort of, like, let's say, lipolytics. So that's going to be boosting me up. And then I'd, like, I'd have my pre-workout meal, and my body would almost, like, not, like, crash, but the thought of training, I'd be like, oh, my God.
So that almost when you think, like, everything else is on autopilot.
Yeah.
It's like your routine is so established that it's like, well, I know what, I'm getting up, I'm checking in, I'm doing this, doing this, doing this. And then by the time you're eating and then thinking, right, it's time to go to the gym.
Yeah.
The first time you probably actually thought,
yeah, I've got to do this.
Like,
yeah.
Outside of your normal routine.
And, like, my body would go into, like, almost, like, I'd be in a state of constant, like, anxiety where I literally wouldn't want to talk. I was with Sonia on one of the days. And, like, I literally was like, I don't want to talk. I just want to get to the gym. And, like, when I got to the gym, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was, like, literally just in my head, like, just get through the session. And then once I got a pump, right, I say a pump, once I got a little bit of what I could class as a pump, again, my head turns into overdrive of, yeah, let's go, let's train. And then it would be a case of, after that, I'd, like, do my cardio, and it would be, again, I'd be fine. And then all of a sudden, I'd be hit with this, like, onslaught of just fatigue and just feeling absolutely cooked. And then I couldn't really think for the rest of the day. And then it was a case of just trying to get home. I'd have a bath to kind of chill me out, go for another walk, and then crack on with what work I had left for the day and just slowly pace my way through it, knowing that I have the whole evening to get it done. So when it comes to, like, how many times I feel like I'm going to die, it wasn't just like, it was very inconsistent. I'd go through moments where I was, like, really, really, like, feeling like pretty good. But then I'd go through moments where I was legitimately like, I feel awful. I'd go hypo for, like I said, 2 to 3 hours, like, constant sweats, and then changing my clothes and not being able to concentrate, not having any clear brain function, which sounds so extreme, and it's silly. Like, people will listen to this and go, what the fuck? Like, it is a bit silly. But yeah, so a lot of times I didn't think I was ever going to legitimately die, but I thought to myself, this is not good, and I shouldn't be doing this for a long period of time. But it was only for a short period of time. So, yeah, that's that. I think I desperately need to go for a win. So we might have to pull over soon, guys, and have a little bit of an intermittent pause.
What's this question? How the EMU Martin?
The supplement question. So we got a message from Musa. Musa Moha. He has DM'd us. Rin, do you want to read the DM?
Thoughts on the supplement industry now versus 5+ years ago. Things like people becoming reliant on certain supplements and often not focusing on basics. How supplement companies advertise things, products like Tonka Ali, etc. What do you think, mate?
Well, it's funny.
We spoke about it, didn't we? Yeah,
we read this question before we started the second part. And I actually said, I believe supplements now, like, are, like, the information available if you know where to look, is actually a hell of a lot better. Like, and Finn highlighted, I'm not going to steal it, but Finn highlighted BCAs are way more like they're known to be
dogmatic.
You don't take a BCA, you take an EAA if you're going to take anything. Where back in the day it was, yeah, you take your BCAs, you sip on your BCAs throughout the day.
You've got to have your BCAs.
In your gallon milk jug.
Yeah.
And you have a look at supplements as a whole. And like, there was a lot more supplements, like, I don't know, Cytec and stuff like that, like creatine. There was loads of, like, when a new creatine came out,
yeah,
it was like, oh, should I take CreaPure? Should I take creatine? There was different ones. But now it's just like, take your creatine monohydrate, take 5 to 10 grams training day, non-training day, go from there.
Yeah, but is that just because we're more educated? Because there'll still be information out there trying to sell to people. Like, I agree, I don't think it's... Like, the whole sort of Tongkat Ali kind of thing, testosterone, etc. Like, I think that's almost preying on the less educated people, or not even necessarily less educated, but younger market. Like,
yeah,
it's usually going to be people who have probably not worked it out for themselves yet, that they just need to focus on the basics. It's probably those kind of people. Like, again, when I first started, it was like, right, I need protein, then I need creatine, and I need BCAAs, otherwise I won't make any progress. Like, whereas now, I obviously have become more educated. I don't think it's more so that the marketing's drastically changed. Like you say, marketing's probably actually improved. Like, if you look at brands like Strong and things like that,
yeah,
like, they're not like, buy these BCAAs, but I guarantee my protein still do, and other brands probably still do.
First time I ever took a pre-workout, I remember literally like sipping on it after school and like literally going to the gym with my eyes like peeled to each corner of like my eye socket, thinking, yeah brother, let's go and train.
Yeah.
And in reality it was like, no, I was just
placebo.
Was I having some stimulatory effect? Yeah, but it wasn't anything that's like going to cause that sort of effect. So
Did you ever have Jack 3D?
I do remember that, yeah.
Did you ever have it?
No.
Me neither. I think it was just before our time.
I remember actually I was in like the fitness sphere when Jack 3 was a thing.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it as well, but it was before my time of like, I wouldn't have taken it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be natty if I took it. Bam.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Bam,
but yeah, so I think it's one of those. Supplements are one of those things where there's knowledge out there. Supplements say are better, but there's always going to be ways that people can kind of milk money and try and get stuff out of people. Right, that'll be that for that part, guys. I'm going to be pulling over to go for a wee, and then we're going to be starting the next part.
Okay, we're back. Reese has urinated. It was a very long wee as well.
How long do you reckon?
It was probably a good minute and a bit.
Yeah, it was a long one.
It was a long one.
The joys. Right, so what do we get to? How many times?
So, Aisha said, if you had extra spare cash, what would you waste it on?
Oh, Aisha,
we're
online coaches. We've got excess cash out of our Zoom.
Mustang.
Yeah. No. What? It depends on how much money would just pop up. Like, and also like waste. Like, did she say waste?
I don't know.
Like, yeah. What would you waste on? Like,
yeah. I don't think I'd waste money.
I'm good with my money. Like,
I don't know, mate.
Oh, I'm very good with my money. Like, mate, you should see my savings, bro.
Mate, you say you're good with your money, but you spend. How much does this car cost you a month?
The insurance has come down, actually. The insurance has come down from 13 grand to 5.5 grand a year.
That's good.
Yeah,
but so still, it was two grand a month.
Yeah, it was silly.
You can't say you're good with money.
No, but like the percentage wise.
And you buy a lot of clothes that you don't need.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you can't say you're good with your money. I'm not saying that. We're not good with our money. If we were good with our money, you wouldn't have this car, I wouldn't have my car.
But there's,
we'd both have multiple properties by now if we were good with our money.
I don't know. I think for 24, with the life I live, I think I'm pretty okay in comparison. Can I be better? Yeah, 100%. But I'm not an idiot with my money.
No.
I think I'm very sensible.
It depends what people would class. A lot of people would say you're not. So you spend 2 grand a month on a car.
Yeah, true.
It's not sensible in any way.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah, anyway, so what would you waste your money on?
Prostitutes.
Pints.
Pints, prozzies, and what? Someone else begins with P? PDs.
PDs, yeah. Look at growth hormone, Jesus. I'd just be like, I wonder how much growth I can run.
I get caught speeding.
Yeah, how much growth hormone I can run.
Nah, I wouldn't
get a benefit from
wasting my money.
Yeah, I don't really class it. Like, I think
if I was to waste it on anything, again, I wouldn't class it as wasting it. Casino. But like, yeah, I do love a casino, to be fair. Yeah. Let's imagine we randomly were given 50 grand each. Yeah. Like, again, I don't think I'd waste it. I'd invest it into something, whether it be property, whether it be traveling, like, that's memories. Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, I wouldn't be like, oh, I've wasted my money on going on holiday.
I find it
hard to think of what you could waste money on.
You know what I think you could? I told you about this before. Do you know So Rare, though, that
football packs, maybe even crypto.
Yeah, like, no, that's, it's like crypto football. Yeah. So you, I know, so I shout out Ryan, Brett, it's Heber, one of my good mates growing up. He was telling me all about So Rare, so he's a YouTuber. And I don't know if anybody, he was, yeah, literally. He was showing me like his card collection, and he was showing me this like premium Joshua Kimmich that he's got that he's worth like $8,000. And I'm like, how is like that on a, like, how is that literally, it's just like a little emblem on an app, yeah. $8,000. And he was like, oh mate, he was like, if you were to buy, let's say a player who's blown up this year, like Matoma, and you were to get a premium Matoma at the start of the season, that might only be £800. But Matoma blows up, does well, becomes popular, instantly his price goes up, and it's like, oh, this is a good player now, you know. Like, and I feel like something like that, if you were to give me 50 grand and say, right, go and spend some money, I'd probably turn into a bit of a football scout. Or I'd try and, like...
I don't know, though. I don't think you would. Like, no, if someone was to say, try and waste it, then, yeah, you might do something like that.
Yeah. But
or
I don't
you
really,
might just, I don't know, like...
I don't really know otherwise. Yeah, crypto, maybe, and just kind of take a bit of a punt and go, well, I'm just going to throw it.
Yeah.
I've got $2,000 into crypto.
Yeah, I remember when you did it.
Yeah, and I literally haven't even really checked. I think it's around the same price.
Yeah.
I think it went up originally, and then it came down to like nothing. And I had in my head, I'm just going to spend $2,000. I'm not going to look at it.
Leave it
like,
in for like 20 years.
Yeah, just literally see. And if I like, it would be cool if I checked it in 5 and I go, oh shit, it's $8,000. Or if I checked it and it's £8. Like, it's like, oh, it's $2,000 that I spent like during 2-3 years ago over a period of like 3 months.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe something crypto related, something like that, if I was to waste. But again, I wouldn't class that as wasting money. I wouldn't ever just want to say, oh yeah, I just went here and wasted money.
No. So
yeah, that would be the answer to that question. Tyler Rag has asked, top three best, and also Tyler gets his hair cut by the same dude as me. And he goes, Alfie goes, Tyler came in yesterday, mate. He was, I saw Reese at the gym.
What, when you went to program?
Yeah, he's at Evo.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he's at Evo. So he said, top three best and top three worst gyms for atmosphere/environment.
Good question.
Don't say Mecca, that's obvious.
Is it obvious?
I don't think it's obvious.
So what, top three best, top three worst?
Gyms for atmosphere.
Slash environment, okay.
Yeah. So, top three best. Ultraflex Normanton was been.
Yeah, that was good. I don't know, I feel like the worst ones are easier.
Yeah.
But I feel like we can't just say like a pure gym because that's just
pure
obvious.
Muscle and fitness in Toronto, Ontario, when me and Sarah were out there, the atmosphere was mint. But there was a lot of TikTok kids that I think would like, a lot of like guys, like kids with loads of SARMs in their system and stringers and long hair.
Yeah.
Like, it was pure TikTok, so it would probably annoy me when they were just training like almost topless. I was like, with like doing pump sets, which would annoy me, I think, if I was there constantly, because they weren't training hard. But then when you look left and right, and there's like Quentin Beast Westwood or whatever his name is, you've got Robin Strand, you've got Antonio like Valena, literally there was like 15 IFBB pros at a top level, and the kit was absolutely amazing, and they were playing 6 songs. I was like, okay, it's quite cool. So like that, but that being said, that would eventually become like, that would become where you're in it, Ultraflex, and you've got Grand Center, not the same level, but you've got like Cuba, AJ's. Like
Cuba and AJ.
No, but it would become the same, like you just, oh, that's Robin, that's where Robin trains, or that's, it's Antoine, not Antonio.
I feel like, you have got to say Rotherham, like it is good.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that because it's like, oh my God, it's the absolute best. I'm saying it because realistically, I can't think of any others that are better. Like,
I think best.
That's not like because I've been to hundreds.
Max left because of the music.
Yeah. Max used to ruin it.
Yeah.
Worst gyms. I mean, can we put Progress in there?
I'd say Progress.
Progress worst.
That gym that we spoke about with
the one that didn't let you in.
Absolutely dead.
That one that only let males in.
No, no, that wasn't atmosphere-wise, but yeah.
You didn't even go in, did you?
No. The gym where me and Sly got banned for videoing, everything about that gym atmosphere was just awful, because you walk in and they throw 15 rules in front of you saying you can't video, you can't do that, you can't do this, like, already puts a bit of a damper on the session. So that would be definitely one.
I'd say the atmosphere at Evo is pretty good. We do always say we quite like that.
Evo atmosphere is good. Evo atmosphere is always really good. I'd have that up there.
I wouldn't have it as the top three ever, but like, it is decent. I feel like we've not been to enough gyms to say, like, if we'd have been to like every gym in England and loads abroad, then we'd be like, oh, this one.
Warehouse atmosphere was dire when they used to play the music so loud. Yeah. Remember, like, summer a few years back, music was stupidly loud.
Yeah.
Any other gyms that you've been at that you thought atmosphere's
Premier? I really like Premier. I wouldn't say it's got a great atmosphere though. Like, I'd say it's got a nice atmosphere.
I don't like, really like the atmosphere though.
No, but it's nice. Like, I feel like everybody's nice there. I feel like it's a nice community, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it's an amazing atmosphere. But it's a good gym, and I like the people there. But I don't think, I wouldn't be like, oh, if you want to get a great atmosphere, go to Premier.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, that it's a hard question, that, to be fair. So we've given a few there, mate. We're definitely not giving the top three best and worst, but we've listed a few that we like and a few that we don't like. Cameron Mooney Fitness. If you win your debut in Classic, Finn has to enter Physique with Solo to Barbie Girl.
They don't do solos in Physique, mate.
Yeah.
So I won't be allowed, otherwise I would.
And also, bro, why is such a bad, like, Finn has to do this if you win your... Yeah. What if I do
it's
win
like a forfeit.
What if I do win it? Jesus Christ, man. Like, it's almost like, yeah, there's no chance
that ever happened.
No chance. If Reece somehow wins the show.
No chance.
There's no chance.
You
went
last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I went last time, bro. Come on. I got a first place. I should have two first places. I got robbed. Okay, away from that. Second set, match reps for first set on lower load. Does it indicate, wait, it's not needed? Second set, match reps with the first set. With lower, so you went lighter on the first set.
No. Second set, match reps with first set with lower. So basically, their back off set, then match reps with their top set. Does that indicate it's not needed? No, of course it doesn't. Like, ultimately, let's say you did. Depends on the load discrepancy. Let's say you're doing a stiff leg deadlift and you do 200 kilos, and then you do 180. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you actually get less on the back off. Depends on how long you've given yourself to rest. Depends on numerous different things, how high the reps were initially. Like, let's say you did 200 kilos for two reps. Dropping to 180 is not enough of a drop to see a massive improvement, especially if you only give yourself 3 minutes. So it depends on what you're doing. Like, there's too much sort of context that is missing from that question, to be honest. I wouldn't say it was wasted. Like, there'll be loads of times where I'll do, like, for example, I might have my top set, I'm aiming for like a, let's say a 6 to 8, and then my back off, it's like an 8 to 12. I might get 8 or 9 on both.
Yeah.
But that, as long as they're both good sets, as long as they're accurate.
Married to like a top set, back off set. Like,
people are obsessed with the numbers. Like, at the end of the day,
do sets, do the right stuff. Do high quality sets that fall somewhere within probably like a 5 and 30 rep up.
This is actually a good point, because
take the quality from the sets.
My client Jacob came up to me in the gym today, and he was like, "Oh, so I've got." On the dumbbell RDL, he was basically, not the dumbbell RDL, dumbbell lateral raise. He was like, I'm at the top of the rep range, but then if I go heavier, I'm under the rep range of the next set. And I was like, just stay on the same weight and just do like 3 sets on that weight. And he was like, is that all right? I was like, yeah, of course it is. Like, you could easily do 3 sets of 10 to 15 on dumbbell lateral. The first set you might get 15, second you might get 13, third you might get 11 or 12. Like, all 3 sets of those, that doesn't mean that the second and third set you didn't try or they weren't good. Like, all 3 sets could have been really productive sets. They could have been really accurate. You could have got a lot out of it. Whereas if you just tried to, let's say, go heavier and you notice that your form's not great, it doesn't feel as good, you're swinging it around, maybe it's causing elbow pain, just because the rep range is maybe slightly different, or you expect that you should be going heavier because you've hit the top of a rep range, that's probably not the best idea. Like, you'd actually be better off staying on the same load, or even, you know, going lighter and doing a higher rep set. So yeah, definitely don't be married to the numbers, and also don't be worried if you get 8 on the first set and 8 on the second set. If the second set's a bit lighter and you didn't give yourself that long, like, it's not surprising. And also, like, what was the actual quality like? What was the effort like? If they're both good, then it doesn't really matter that the reps were 8, for example, or 28. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yep, that's all good. Any hobbies slash passions outside of bodybuilding? Or football? Or both?
Football.
Yeah.
Football. Okay, we like football, don't we?
Yeah, I like football.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Got nothing else.
I'd say I've got a bit more. You're quite simple in the sense of like...
I'm simple.
I quite like, music. Like, I'd say I'm quite into my music.
I wouldn't say I hate music.
No. But I'm definitely like, I'd say more into music. I'd say you're more into like Netflix, TV. I'm probably more into gaming.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm into Netflix or TV, to be honest. I am honestly like, I'm not into much. I don't think you are either.
No.
I think you're just trying to cling at the straws and find something.
I definitely was a geek growing up in the sense of gaming.
I used to love playing FIFA and that, but I think, imagine a life without football.
Oh yeah, I'd struggle. Yeah, it's like...
Imagine a life without bodybuilding. I'd be all right.
Yeah.
I'd be able to manage
like
that.
Football, like, yeah, football's like, I have to pay attention. Like,
I don't think, as bad as that is, I would struggle without football.
Yeah, I think it's something you just look forward to, something you talk about. Like, rarely ever will you and him, like, if me and Finn are sat in a car, we're not watching the latest bodybuilding New York pro round.
No, are I?
No, we're like...
watching bro chat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're literally going to check, like, the before we started this, Finn had a meal, and we were having, we had, like, loans,
football
like,
daily.
Football daily, like one player your club should sign for on a free transfer, and we were both like, oh yeah, like Di Maria, Tottenham. You know, like we just chat about stuff like that, and that's almost what we talk about. So
I would say like it is football, isn't it? Our hobby slash passion outside, it is only football.
Yeah, there's not really a lot. Like I've said before, like,
going
like,
to the cinema or yeah, like going cinema, on walks,
a nice, like a nice walk, like. Things but that's like a leisurely sort of thing. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't
we can say we
like
go bowling, hobby. But that's not a hobby. We just like to go bowling.
Yeah.
You know, when we're taking up golf.
Yeah.
When it's back in a couple of years.
Once you're in golf.
Yeah, once you're in golf, that we're going to be doing, that me and Finn are taking up soon.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next avenue. But yeah, there's not really a lot to it other than that. Right. Last few. So, MTAV, he asks every single week.
If this is for Oyeyee.
Yeah.
Professional view of my look 7 weeks out.
MTAVs, I'm sorry, we're going to have to wait for a rate your physique.
Oh,
he's asked every asking. Single week.
Yeah, but mate, we haven't done a rate your physique for a while.
No, we haven't, but this isn't a rate your physique.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
A drive to the.
What's his name? MTAVs.
96.
MTAVs 96. We'll get
should
back to
him. Should we put him out of misery or not? Should we make him wait? Let's make him wait.
We can do, but we're driving. Both of us are driving.
Let's make him wait for a rate your physique. MTAVs, you got to wait, bro. Sorry. And then
when you're 2 weeks out, we go, you should have pushed harder 7 weeks ago.
Should have asked. I don't know why you didn't ask these reputable coaches that you
We will do a rate of physique soon, but Reece says he's bottling. He's not going to be here for the podcast next week.
So Maybe not.
I might have to get someone else in.
Yeah. Right, so biggest prep slash peak week mistakes in the past?
For ourselves?
Yeah, let's do ourselves. The first time, me not filling up enough. I didn't get full at all last time. I was flat for every show. I definitely wasn't aggressive enough loading wise. I also had to push a bit too hard towards the end of my last prep.
It's happened again.
It's not relative to physique. Relative to bodybuilding, yeah. And even then, I'd argue, again, it's not really needed. It was just a bit of a challenge. For this prep, I thought it was really plain sailing. Everything was good. There wasn't really any peak week mistakes. Like, I looked really good a week out. We got data that was needed, and we kind of built from that. But there wasn't anything that was like a red flag of we should have done this, we should have done that. If anything, it's just data you take and you go, okay, cool, this is a good reference point, this is what needs to
be
better.
The glaze thing.
Yeah, the glaze thing would be, but that's not like a peak week mistake, that's just human error of PCA being balanced.
You can't say that.
I can, because I'm going to be done with the PCA.
Yeah, I might not be. Okay.
Sam cut that out. So, yeah, what about yourself, mate? I mean, you're going to be lighter this time, so you could say for you, like, we were both saying you could have been a fair bit sharper.
Yeah, like, definitely lower body could have been leaner, but also, like, I didn't have a lot of muscle. Not that I do now, but I've got more. One thing as well that we did that we didn't practice doing was we used, like, dandelion root supplementation, which was, like, to obviously help with diuresis, which... I wouldn't say worked, if anything, it just made me look flat. I think when you're natural junior, you're not huge anyway. Like, trying to basically to induce a lot of diuresis isn't going to be a good idea anyway, to be honest. I wouldn't really recommend it for many naturals unless you've done it multiple times or you've had time to practice running that beforehand, which we didn't. So that's something that I wouldn't do again, because I definitely think that sort of made me struggle to get fuller and get more of a pump on the actual day itself and look less vascular and stuff like that. Otherwise, I think everything else, you know, during my sort of peak actually was sound. It's just like Reese was saying, I could have definitely been leaner, but again, it's difficult as a junior, and to be fair, for anybody who isn't carrying like a huge amount of muscle, like, don't get me wrong, I could have been leaner for the muscle that I had, but it's almost like a balancing act. It's like, right, do we actually think that you'll benefit from getting leaner? I think I would have done. I think I could have been another like 5 pounds leaner, and at that point it does make a big difference. Like 1 pound difference at that point makes quite a big difference. But even then, I'd have still just been like, oh yeah, it's just a small stringy junior day. So it wouldn't have been like, oh yeah, you know, I was so much better. I might have been a few percent better if I'd have got a little bit leaner, and if I'd have not done the diuresis thing, kind of sort of protocol, which was just like a last minute thing, wasn't really planned. AJ says he has nightmares about it. So yeah, we'll blame AJ for that. So I was just like, yeah, sound if you want me to do it. So it's AJ's fault.
I've never heard that before. You've never mentioned that.
I'd have beat David if I hadn't done that.
So what? Did he just say to you the day before, dandelion root, bro?
So basically, I think he mentioned it like 2 or 3 days before, and he'd never used it, and Cuba was telling him to use it. So he used it, and then he was like, oh yeah, use it. So I used it, like, realistically, it wasn't like, oh, what if this or that, and I don't think it would have made a huge difference, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's like, oh my god, I woke up and I was like so flat because of this dandelion root. Like, that's not the case. But it's like, okay, right, I think that did probably play a bit of a role in terms of overall fullness and size. Like, you need to be drinking plenty of water. Like, realistically, if you've not got that much muscle, you want to be as full as you can be. And I definitely could have been a lot fuller. So, yeah, but again, that one, like, it wouldn't have made any difference to the actual result on the day.
So, yeah, all good. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
this question's done.
That is everything.
Wrap it really up.
Yeah, that is that. So, that is the Once You're In Your Own podcast, guys. Hopefully, everyone's enjoyed.
Car special.
Hopefully, like we said, the audio was not too bad. Next week's one, again, I'm not entirely sure. I fly to Alicante on Thursday. And I know obviously it's going to be post show, so we might be able to fit one in. But I know Wednesday I'm getting my hair cut.
Reese will bottle it. He's already got it in his head.
Well, it's not bottling it.
It is a bit
busy. I've got stuff on, believe it or not, bro.
So I work around it. Podcast's important.
Yeah, but you're not stage condition, unfortunately, bro. So yeah, that's that. Either way,
I know, mate. You see my back. You haven't seen me in ages.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, it's shredded now, absolutely peeled. So yeah, that's that. We'll leave it there, guys. Any questions? Always feel free. Drop the question box, story tags, all that sort of jazz. We appreciate it massively, and we'll be back to normal before you guys know it. So yeah, all good. Speak to you soon. Catch you later.
Bye
bye.